Previously on B&B and D&D.
On your quest to save Gundren the Dwarf from the goblins at Cragmaw Castle and find the legendary Wave Echo Cave, your ally Sildar Hallwinter told you of a magical staff that can point to any location do you think of. The Lord's Alliance, the group he's a part of, deemed it too powerful and had it broken into multiple pieces around the area of Phandalin. You found a scroll that was blank except for the words, Find the Four, Agatha, Kost, Brughor, and Rydoth in Draconic. Each of them must have one of the missing pieces of the staff. Sildar gave them a list of people in town to talk to if they still wanted to help elect a new mayor for town. While trying to find a present for one of them, Ken Adams assaulted the owner of the tavern and got dragged away by town guards. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world, everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of me.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
We run after him. I persuade the guards to let him go.
What are you gonna say?
Guys, he didn't mean any harm. This dude is just cold, and we expected a better, service from this fine establishment.
Her fish stew's always cold. That's her specialty.
Well, we didn't know that.
You didn't ask it either, and he didn't need to throw the stew in her face.
You're right. He is a jerk.
We're taking him to jail for the night.
Yeah, just let him go. It's okay. He won't do it again.
They ignore you and keep going.
I pull 50 gold out of my pouch and try to bribe the guards to let me go.
How about 50 each?
I don't have that much.
Then they keep going.
What if I give you 25 each? Or what if I give one of you 50 gold to knock out the other one?
Nope. And they drag you off to the town hall and put you in the jail beneath it.
Am I locked up with glass staff?
You can do a prison break.
You're the next cell over.
Oh, boy.
Things seem to have gone terribly wrong.
Ken Adams really goofed on that one.
So what are the other two of you doing?
We're going to break him out.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get anyone to be mayor if you keep causing trouble in town. No one's going to want to believe you or help you out.
Guys, I'm gonna do the time. I'm just gonna spend the night in this jail cell. You guys can go adventuring without me.
Oh no! Should we sleep until it's time for Ken to be let out?
It's 9 in the morning.
We could do my song of rest.
That only helps you heal.
Maybe we should talk to the guards.
Can we post bail?
You can go to town hall and see what you can do.
Okay. Let's go to town hall.
All right, so we go over to town hall and we find Sildar.
All right, Sildar's there. Oh, hey! Well, what are you two doing here?
Ken got in a bit of trouble. It really wasn't. There was a misunderstanding, and he is currently in jail. Can you help us get him out?
Well, I heard he, for some reason, attacked an old lady dwarf who lives in town.
No. That's fake news. He did not.
She came in here smelling of fish stew, looked.
She was cooking it.
She doesn't normally smell like fish stew.
It did spill, that did happen, but it got way out of proportion, and the bottom line, everything is fine now, and so he shouldn't be in jail.
Yeah, what kind of laws are these where you get put in jail for spilling fish stew on someone by accident?
Well, the guards and the dwarf lady, Grista, she said that he threw it. That's three witnesses who live in town said that happened.
Who are you going to believe, them or us?
Them, because they live here. You all have shown yourself to be untrustworthy.
We got rid of the Red Gang brand thing, okay? So we're, like, super, super great, and you guys should be grateful for us.
You also tried to rob the inn your first night in town.
Again, misunderstanding. That's not what happened.
You all seem to have an awful lot of misunderstandings.
I mean, you can't blame us for it.
Misunderstood, okay?
Yeah, we have bad luck. I mean, you know.
As long as you pay Grista the 250 you promised, she'll probably drop the charges.
For the fish,
not for the fish.
To get him out.
You and I both know that fish stew is not worth 250 gold.
It looks like she has a lot of money in her pocket, that little one.
No. Stop looking at my pockets. That's rude.
They shouldn't jingle
those
so
are
much
apples.
Then. Apples don't make hard clinky sounds.
It's apples and change together.
Well, we're keeping them here overnight then, if you're not going to pay the 250 bail.
Do we get the steak too if we pay this?
You'll have to ask her.
I'm going to guess we don't. Just,
Maybe she'll be like, oh, sorry, I misrepresented my stew. Here is some steak. I'll try it.
Right.
I will pay the $250.
All right. So you give it to him. He's like, okay, thank you. And he goes downstairs, unlocks Ken, and lets him out.
He is so sassy.
I know, right?
What's that? You want to go in jail, too?
He was downstairs when I said that.
You guys went... I thought you went down with him. He led you downstairs to Ken.
Oh, no. I thought we were waiting upstairs while he went down.
She just whispered it to me. He didn't hear it.
All right, so Ken's out. You're all together again.
Yay.
And Sildar's like, okay, so if you want to get your stuff done, you got to get out there and do it. If you get any more trouble, I doubt this town's going to listen to you.
But so do we get the steak?
I guess we have to go ask the dwarf lady. Maybe Ken should wait outside.
Yeah.
No, I think Ken better apologize.
I should apologize.
Okay.
I promise I'll be on my best behavior.
Okay.
All right, so where do you go?
Go back to the tavern to apologize to.
All right, you're back at the tavern. You walk in, and Grista immediately grabs her sword because you're back.
Oh, no.
Hey, we mean no harm.
You threw stew in my face!
I overreacted earlier. It's just when I drank of your stew, it tasted exactly like the fish stew my mother used to make when I was but a wee lad. And I was just so overwhelmed with emotion and grief, I involuntarily threw it in your face. I'm sorry, I didn't mean any offense.
Roll for deception.
Let's see. That is... 2-2-2. I got a 14.
She doesn't quite believe you, but she sees that you're trying.
I had a very complicated relationship with my mother, and your fish stew was perfectly very, very, very okay.
Thank you. Now, can you explain why you keep saying you're Ken Adams?
No. I mean, I can't really get into that right now. We have a lot of plates we're spinning right now.
There's a stake in it for you for 50 gold.
Okay, well.
If you tell me, I'll make it while you tell me, and I'll give it to you for 50 gold as a sign of forgiveness. Apple steak, yes.
All right, everyone, gather around. I have something some importance to tell you.
I am going to use my spell.
Okay, Caitlin, what's your spell? What are you going to do?
Truth Zone.
The Zone of Truth?
Yeah.
All right, Zone of Truth. So you're making a magical zone that guards against deception in a 15-foot radius sphere. Around all of you, I guess. So everyone, make a charisma saving throw.
Nat 20.
I got 13.
I'm looking for my die. I don't know where I put it. I was just holding it.
I roll 4. It's a natural 20.
No.
It was. It really was.
I don't believe you now.
Cool. I'll take that roll.
All right. Well, that means that... all right, two of you rolled high enough. Violetta and Alwyn, you are not affected by the Zone of Truth. But Ken and Grista, the dwarf lady, are both affected, and they have to speak the truth. The way it works, too, is you know that you're in a Zone of Truth, so you can try to like be vague about stuff, but you are not able to actually tell a lie.
Okay. Well, this I appreciate that you guys... don't trust me enough to believe that I would just tell you my backstory. But, okay.
I trust you.
All right. So, it's true.
She could be lying. You don't know.
That's true. I am Ken Adams. This is true. I'm well known for my brewing skills across the land, but I haven't mentioned that I'm not the first Ken Adams. Ken Adams is a title that's passed down every generation to a new brewer. I met Ken Adams, my mentor, Ken Adams number 4, when I was a young man. I was away from home. I had nowhere to go, and I joined a monastery where we specialized in brewing, and that's where I met Ken Adams 4, who was a dwarf or a halfling.
You can't remember?
They look so similar.
You're so racist.
Oh, sorry. No, that's when I met Halfling Ken Adams, who trained me in the ways of brewing, and he got old and passed on, and then that's when I took on the Ken Adams mantle. I have not yet found my apprentice, but one day I will, and then when I die, they'll become the new Ken Adams.
Oh, that's so sweet, because I thought before the other Ken Adams was a halfling. That makes more sense.
Yes, yes.
Explains so much.
Now we can make Griddle tell the truth, whatever her name is.
Griddle.
Grista.
Okay, so are you satisfied with my explanation?
I am, and here is your apple steak if you give me 50 gold.
My original name was Armin Tamzarian.
I believe you.
But let's never talk of this again.
Talk of what?
Exactly.
I feel like I've heard of that in a play called The Simpsons.
I personally take 50 gold from my pouch and hand it to Grista. And then right. I take an extra 51st piece of gold and say, like, here's a little tip. Sorry, no hard feelings.
Oh, it's okay. I forgive you. I'm glad that I know now about the legend of Ken Adams. That part was never taught to us in school.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet a Ken Adams.
I'm the fifth Ken Adams. You can call me Ken Adams 5.
Every time you're here, free alcohol for you.
Oh, cool. Would you fill my tankard for the road, please?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. And she fills it to go cup.
Cool. All right, guys, now that we got that bit of business out of the way, we should go see Darren Edermath.
But don't we have to wait for her to cook the steak?
Oh, she made it and gave it to him. It was during the tale that she made it.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes. So let's head on over.
To Edermath Orchard. You arrive. It's around noon now. The orchard is full of apples and trees, and the house... is closed. Or the door is closed.
We approach the door and rap upon it.
It just echoes silently.
Uh-huh. I investigate the door or the, you know.
You see a sign taped to the door that none of you noticed earlier that says, gone fishing. Be back tomorrow.
All right, guys, what do we do?
Are there... What are the local fishing spots? Is there a stream or pond nearby?
Not that you know of. You haven't seen any nearby, but, I mean, it doesn't mean they're not there. You don't really know the area that well.
Can we go back to the tavern and ask Krista if there are any things nearby?
If you want to.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right, you go back, and now you're there again.
Are there any rivers or places where people would fish nearby?
Oh, yeah, tons of them.
Do you know where Darren would go?
I have no clue. I know of him, but there's so many popular fishing holes, I don't know which one he'd be at.
Mm. All right, well, thanks.
Bye.
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 All right, well,
I'm just going to carry this around and talk to other people.
How well do you think it'll hold up if we take it to him tomorrow?
Can we put it in some ice or something?
Do any of you have any ice magic?
No.
I don't. Okay, well, let's go to one of these other people and maybe we can bribe them with the steak. Although, I really wanted to give it to Darren Edermath, but...
Well, or they might tell us where he is.
Okay, well, the mayor seems like he probably has his finger on the pulse of what's going on around town. Let's
definitely
go ask him if he knows.
Three birds, one stone, and a steak.
Alright, so you go to the mayor's house, because he wasn't at town hall.
Oh, I investigate the mayor's house. I examine it. I want to know what it looks like.
It looks exactly like Darren Edermath's house.
Weird.
Except
they live together?
It's not by the orchard. It's more like maybe the architect had one plan and built it all over town.
Oh, just copy and paste?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like those little suburban neighborhoods.
Like on The Sims?
Yeah, they just have all the same house all around town.
Okay, so we rap upon his door.
Alright, the door opens, and you see Harbin Wester there, looking at you disapprovingly, because you were all rude to him every time you see him.
I don't trust him.
What's up, nerd?
Oh, what do you want?
We, were looking for our dear friend, whom we love, Darren Edermath. He has gone fishing. Do you know where he would be likely to fish at?
Oh, yeah, he's here with me. He just got back.
Oh, great!
We went fishing together.
I think the mayor and Darren Edermath have a thing going on, but we'll talk about that later.
They totally have a thing.
They do. That's why their houses look the same. It's like how you start to look like someone when you love them or something.
Yeah, you know, when you're dating someone, your houses look the same.
It's like the D&D matching tattoos.
Exactly.
Yeah, we both woke up early to go fishing, and we just got back here to fry up some fish.
Yeah, go fishing.
Yes,
romance.
You both...
Have you ever heard of this one mountain?
I've heard of a lot of mountains.
they had some
you
really
do,
fishing up here.
You do smell fish frying inside.
Okay, well...
I guess
you
don't like that cold fish stew.
Oops, my bad, guys. We have a gift for Darren Edermath, and we would like to speak to him, please.
Oh, yeah, come in. Have a seat around the fire with me and him and you and you and you.
All right, cool, thanks.
And you're in there. It's like a nice den, I guess. There's a fireplace. There's some easy chairs. There's a coffee table. TV trays.
Hey, buddy. How have you been? How was fishing?
Oh, I went out. I fish early every morning, and I caught fish, and now I'm eating them.
Okay, thanks. That's
perfect day.
Good. Yeah. Well, we brought a gift for you because we're such good buds.
Oh, what'd you bring me?
It's this apple steak from the tavern.
Oh, well, all right. First, I'm eating fish. So, I'm good. Second, I'm allergic to beef.
No!
I knew he'd be allergic to something!
I should have listened to Caitlin! I mean, no. Violetta.
And Harbin looks over and is like, I'll take that.
Oh, hold on.
This wasn't for you.
No. It is a gift for you to show our appreciation for your welcoming us to this town.
I'll forgive you for your past transgressions if I can have that.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of eating the fish. I'd rather eat the beef.
We begrudgingly give him the beef.
Ah, he sits there. He just starts chowing down with his fantasy fork and knife.
So, Harbin, it occurred to me earlier, even though we've crossed paths on several occasions, we don't know a lot about you. How long have you been the mayor of Thandalin?
Just the past few months. Every term, someone else runs. We only have a limit of one term, so my term's almost over. It hasn't gone well because a red brand showed up shortly into it and then threatened my life if I didn't at least look the other way sometimes.
So how long is the term?
Well, I mean, the election's next week.
But you've only been the mayor for a few months. Does that mean after this election, there'll be another mayor after, like, 5 or 6 months?
Well, a few is like 11 in this case.
Okay, so almost a year. We could probably do a lot of good stuff in that amount of time.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you can't run for re-election. It's against the town charter or something of that nature.
I don't want to anyway. If another gang like the Red Brand shows up, people are going to blame me for it. And I didn't have anything to do with the first one.
Okay, good.
Sure you didn't.
So, yeah, I'm not so sure about that anyway.
They threatened my life!
Sure they did. Well, you know...
Want to cast Zone of Truth, Violetta?
I'm not wasting it on this. I just know in my heart he's lying.
Actually, one of you can use Insight if you want to see his motivations.
I will use... Oh, yep.
All right, roll.
She does. Somebody... Oh, wait, is that... My Insight's +5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, roll for Insight.
Okay. Oh, I only got 9.
Total?
Yeah.
Who else wants to look at him suspiciously?
I will look at him suspiciously. I rolled 13 plus 4, so that's 17.
You can tell he's telling the truth to the best of his abilities.
What does that mean, though?
That he's telling the truth.
I would like to use my insight on Ben to see if he's lying to us.
Ben is not lying. Ben is God in this land.
Wait, are you saying God's not powerful enough to lie?
Yeah. Ooh.
Not this God. I am.
You're questioning God.
And a dragon shows up and burns down the town.
No.
All right, quick load.
God too much. Okay, so it sounds like you're in luck because we've got this great candidate that we think you should vote for and endorse.
And why should I do that?
He's a great kid, and...
A kid?
He has gone through some tragic things in his past.
Oh, like what?
His brothers were brutally murdered right before his eyes.
Oh no, how do you know about all this?
We heard tell. We just think he could really use this. The town can be his brother now.
We also think that he, given his trauma, has a very good insight into what this town needs.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll be very compassionate.
He's a reformed member of the Red Brand Gang, but he saw his brothers murdered in an act of gang violence. So he is especially motivated to clean up the town's crime problem. So we think he's just the guy for the job.
Exactly. This is like everyone's favorite underdog story.
I'll consider it if you do one thing for me.
Okay, as long as it's not like weird or gross.
No. No, there are some orcs that have been attacking travelers that were on their way here and leaving. and I need you to take care of them so our tourism will go up. No one ever visits our tourist shop.
I was there earlier.
Oh, really? Did you buy anything?
They have a great selection.
Yeah, but we,
I mean, definitely need to work on that.
Well, if we weren't even eating snow globes. So.
There were snow globes. We have snow globes there.
Oh.
Only one.
You didn't even have any pants.
I wanted one with, like, glittery apples.
I wanted a pair of those cool one-pocket kangaroo pants everyone in town has.
Well, if we get more tourists, maybe we can have more stuff in our shop. So I need you to take care of those orcs. They're near Wyvern Tor.
Okay, so I'm going to pull out my quest pad and write down, take care of orcs.
Wyvern
Tor, T-O-R.
Alright. Let's go kill some orcs.
It might be on your map that you have Q.
I didn't agree to kill anything. We're going to take care of them. So
I'm not positive.
Maybe we could, you know, give them apple pie or persuade them. Because violence is rarely the answer.
Violence is always the answer.
Okay,
I'll let you two sort this out.
They're mean.
I do not see Wyvern Tor on my map.
It might not be on there. Anyway, it's to the northeast, I think.
Okay.
Somewhere in those mountains, if they're mountains to the northeast.
Okay, we travel to the northeast.
Okay, all right, you go northeast. I was going to say, while you're there, you could also ask Darren what he wants. But you already left.
Oh, no, bro,
we go back.
He's also on your list.
We turn around. Halfway there, we turn around and go back.
All right, it's like a two-day trip.
Okay, we forgot to ask him when we were, like, right outside the house, so then we go back.
Oh, okay. So we'll quick load a little bit, a couple saves back.
We pull a Columbo. We're like, one more thing.
you go back in. Okay.
So, Darren Edermath, would you be interested in voting for this boy mayor?
Not particularly.
What if we did a favor for you?
I would like that.
What can we do to take care of you?
Well, I told you last night about Old Owl Well.
Oh, yeah, I really want to go there.
Oh, the eye patch well. Yes.
Well, prospectors in the area have been chased away by the undead around that area, and I don't want them to make their way into town. So if you take care of that, the town might be safe enough that we can try out a kid as mayor for a while.
What kind of undead, like vampires or ghosts or zombies?
I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure.
Maybe they're not undead at all. Maybe this is an old man dressed
or
as a ghost.
Like, really pale.
I'm not sure. Either way, you will need to go figure that out.
Okay, all right.
Well, we will figure that out.
We can do that. We can investigate that. I think as we step outside, guys, while we're in town, we should go ahead and visit Sister Garyal and
good,
see what
good
she
idea.
Needs.
Hi, Gary. I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Okay, so where can
God
we find
says it's
her?
A great idea.
It's a great idea.
Oh, God's voice is deeper than I imagined.
It's a great idea.
No, God's Mickey Mouse.
That's just
now.
What I thought.
We go to visit Sister Garyal
at the Shrine of Luck. It's the only temple in town. It's a small shrine made of stones taken from the nearby ruins. And you can tell, based on the religious iconography, that is dedicated to Timora, the goddess of luck and good fortune.
Okay. Seems like a good sign.
You're standing outside.
I investigate the surroundings, just in case.
You're just on the edge of town, and you see the shrine.
I look for traps.
You see a stick on the ground that you might trip over if you're not careful.
I pick up the stick.
You die.
I smell to see if she's cooking anything.
You now have a stick, and all you smell is fish stew from the tavern across the street.
Ew.
We wrap upon the door.
There's no door. It's just open.
Oh.
Just an open doorway.
I enter hesitantly.
You see, pews all pointed at a statue of Timora, the goddess of luck. It looks like it was kind of just thrown together. It's not like a real professional made the statue. And you see a zealous young elf wearing sister robes.
Not what I was expecting. Hey, I mean, I don't want to come across as super racist, guys, but Alwyn, maybe you should talk to this elf lady since you know about elf things.
I can talk with her. She'll probably know me as I'm a noble.
Ah, yes, yes, very good.
All right. So I go up to the sister and I say, "Hello, sister."
Oh, hey, sister.
I am.
Oh my god.
I am. Oh, hello, fellow elf. How are you? Are you here to worship Timora?
Not exactly. My name is Alwyn Leondon. You've probably heard of me. It's
no, I don't know. It didn't ring a bell.
Okay, well, I'm a noble, in
cool?
The Elven Kingdoms. You know what? It doesn't matter.
There are a lot of nobles in the Elven Kingdom. I've never heard of you.
I mean, I have memorized all of them, but that was probably my peculiar education. Anyway, so we are a committee for electing new government in the town of Phandalin, and we wanted to understand your position and if you would endorse our candidate.
It depends who your candidate is.
Our candidate is a wonderful person who has experienced a lot of trauma in his life and wants to clean up the streets of Phandalin.
Ooh, that was nice. I'm convinced.
Is he weak, poor, or oppressed?
Yes.
Because I'm a member... Wait, I can trust you, right? Right? I can trust you guys?
Yeah, of course.
I'm a member of a group called the Harpers. We're a network of adventurers and spies. We advocate equality, and we covertly oppose the abuse of power.
Oh, I want to join.
You can.
We also oppose the abuse of power, and we feel that power has been abused by the mayor. And so we want Phandalin to make a change.
Okay.
Better.
Well, I'll consider it, but you have to help me first.
Sure.
There's a banshee. A few miles away. I need you to ask a question for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you need us to ask the banshee a question.
Yes, she's not overly violent, but one of my missions here that
to kill it, right?
No, I just need a question answered. She's a peaceful banshee. I need you to ask a question about a spell book I found.
Okay.
Because I tried to show up there and ask her, but she did not appear for some reason. I don't really understand why. So I need someone to bring her a gift of some kind. I have one that you can give her. And try to get her to... we need to know what or who this spell book belonged to.
Who it belonged to. Okay.
I'll let you hold it for now. But bring it back. I'm going to try to trust you.
Okay.
Well, and, so how do I join?
Well, you have to help me, and then... I'll think about letting you join. And here's here's a gift to give to Agatha that might help her and convince her. It's a jeweled silver comb.
Wait. Ooh. Hold on. This banshee is named Agatha?
Yes.
Do you know anything about a glass staff that needs to be reunited? Like, it's in parts?
I've heard the legend that it's missing some gems, and that if the gems are returned to it, it has some kind of magical power, but I don't know anything beyond that.
And what is it you're giving us again?
Me? I can give you 3 potions of healing, and I can induct you into the Harpers.
Ooh. I would like to join the Harpers as well.
I would like to join as well.
That sounds way better than joining the Lord's Alliance.
Totally. So
it does.
If you help me out, I'll give you each a potion of healing, and you can join. Cool. But I just have to know who owned the spellbook.
That should be easy as pie.
Okay, why are we all standing here?
So what what gift are we giving to Agatha?
Oh, the jeweled silver comb. Give that to her. She might be more willing. I hear she likes shiny things.
I do
we
too.
Will do that.
I get it.
Well, thank you for your time, Sister Gariel. Best of luck worshiping Time Warner.
Bye!
Bye!
Will the party investigate the undead at the Old Owl Well? Can they take out the nearby orc camp? And will their banshee encounter end peacefully? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.